Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Things that are going on, obviously, the Supreme Court started to hear arguments on the tariff issue and whether the president has authority to implement them on their own. And it's a constitutional question, right? And if he takes that ability away from Congress, how can Congress get it back? So it would be, I think the chatter out of, you know, the media and people who sat in on it was that even the conservative justices were pushing back quite a bit on it. I'm sort of torn. I think constitutionally, I'm not sure that it is constitutional, but at the same time, I feel like it was a fundamental thing that the president ran on. And, you know, it's you kind of think that he should have the chance to implement his economic plan, but the Constitution could have other ideas on that. I want to welcome in Eric Erickson from the Eric Erickson Show here on WTIC, noon to two, Monday through Friday. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I will start with yesterday's stuff. You know, I read your little newsletter missive, and you know, you basically intimated that, you know, this is the beginning of the lame duck phase of the Trump administration. Do you really feel that way?
Yeah, I do. Look, when you look at the results last night, a lot of Republicans will be dismissive of it and say, "Yeah, it was just New Jersey, New York, and Virginia." But when you look across the country, even a place like Georgia, where I am, the Democrats haven't won statewide seats in 20 years, and they picked up two statewide seats in Georgia. So that's kind of a big red flag. There are problems for Republicans. And at some point, the president can't turn out the vote anymore because he's simply not on the ballot. When the president's on the ballot, he can turn out the vote. But when he's not on the ballot, he can't, and he's never going to be on the ballot again. So Republicans are going to start looking for that person who can turn out the vote.
And so you think this, I mean, there's a long time between now and the midterms. And I mean, the biggest key for the president is he wants to spend the rest of his time in D.C. implementing his agenda. And if he doesn't keep the House, he won't be able to do that. And if he doesn't get rid of the filibuster, he's not going to be able to do that. I mean, do you think he's going to be able to accomplish both of those things, keep the House and get rid of the filibuster?
You know, he's not going to get rid of the filibuster. There aren't the votes there of Republicans to be able to do it. So I'm not sure how he's going to get a legislative agenda accomplished. The Democrats can block so much of it. The Republicans can do one more reconciliation before they potentially lose the House. They may not lose the House with redistricting. I mean, the Democrats had a good night, but yeah, I mean, there is something to be said. It was New York, New Jersey, Virginia. That's not Iowa and other places. So the Republicans have a chance to hold the House probably by a slim majority. The odds are against them. They lose it. They'll keep the Senate. So his legacy will be judges and political appointees, not so much legislation.
You know, I'm curious, you know, you were, I don't know if cynical is the right word, but Ken Burns has this documentary coming out on the revolution, and I am not a great student of history. I am a student of history. And my take is that, you know, that even back to the 13 colonies, you know, the interests of Connecticut were not the interests of Georgia. And it was amazing that they were able to cobble it together then. And so, but this morning you seem very, you know, I don't know if cynical is the right word, but, you know, you feel like there's a lot of fractures right now in this country.
Yeah, look, there really are, but there always have been. The difference is that in the past we kind of knew each other and we could politely agree to disagree. Now every disagreement is a heresy and the other side needs to burn. That's the problem where people don't know each other, they don't relate to each other anymore. Up in the New England area, in Connecticut in particular, the data shows there are so many progressives in various areas, they can go an entire day without meeting a conservative. In places like South Georgia, there are conservatives who can go all day without meeting a progressive. To the extent they do, they don't talk politics and they don't know each other, and it becomes a problem to be able to relate to each other.
Can we ameliorate that?
Yeah, I think we can, but it's going to take a concerted effort, particularly by the politicians. I don't know that Donald Trump's the man in charge to be able to do it. He likes to throw punches too much. And right now, I think both sides are being led by the outer edges of their parties that also want fights with each other. But, you know, the center still holds in the country. When you look at the election data last night, people are very frustrated with the economy. They don't particularly like Trump. They still very much dislike the Democratic Party. So the Republicans have opportunities, and the Democrats around the country as well have some opportunities to try to settle things down. I just don't think it's going to happen before the midterm elections.
Eric Erickson, of course, joining us here on Brian & Company from the Eric Erickson Show, noon to 2 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's fascinating because on Monday, you know, the standard was, you know, the Democratic Party's a mess. And, you know, the right. Republican Party is, you know, it's extremely strong. And now, you know, I get this thing where on the Democratic side, there's still this problem, like, does the full-blown progressive movement work in a lot of parts of the country? And the answer still remains no. But on the Republican side, you know, a lot of people tell me that a lot of people that who are MAGA aren't, like, dyed-in-the-cloth Republicans. So just as you said, when Trump's not on the ballot, things are vastly different. And Megyn Kelly comes out and says, you know, without Trump, the Republican Party is lost. So all of a sudden we have, you know, people are trying to tell me that the Democratic Party is back and that the Republican Party is on its heels. And I don't think that that's true.
I don't think so either. Look, the Democrats still have a lot of problems. The Republicans' problem is economic right now. The people voted on Tuesday night overwhelmingly across the country because they still don't feel like the economy is good. Donald Trump's been in charge now for 10 months. People want changes. The only change they got was tariffs, which made things more expensive. They're trying to signal they want help. The Democratic Party's problem is more fundamental in that the major ideas of the Democratic Party are driven by the far left. They tend to be cultural issues that don't relate in most parts of the country. And their economic issues, to an extent, are the same economic issues of Donald Trump, other than suddenly they're opposed to tariffs. They've got more fundamental changes they've got to make, but the Republicans are in charge right now, so they've got to fix the economy. And the president is deeply committed to tariffs, which actually aren't helping.
Do you think that the Supreme Court's going to take away this tariff power?
Yeah, I listened to that whole argument yesterday, and from the conservative justices to Clarence Thomas all the way over to Ketanji Brown Jackson, none of them seemed to think what he was doing was constitutional. Some really deep skepticism from the conservative side of the bench. I went in thinking it was going to be 9-0. It now may be 8-1, 7-2, something like that. But I don't think that he's going to be able to get these tariffs sustained by the Supreme Court.
Hmm. So that means they all go away or only certain parts of them?
Only certain parts. There are laws the president has used on, like, automotive aluminum and steel, things like that, parts tariffs that he can keep. It's the Emergency Powers Act where he's imposed tariffs on individual countries that the Supreme Court seems to suggest are too broad.
Gotcha. So that'll impact, like, what he got mad one day and slapped more on Canada. He won't be able to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric, thanks so much. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.